for Bella. Whoever requires the suffrage of others has at once placed his life in the power of calculation and of chance, to such a degree that the labours of calculation cannot secure him from the accidents of chance, and the accidents of chance cannot exempt him from the pains of calculation. Germain de Staël, A Treatise on the Influence of the Passions upon the Happiness of Individuals and of Nations, 1796. How should we like it were stars to burn with a passion for us we could not return? If equal affection cannot be, let the more loving one be me. W. H. Auden. 0. All of it. The rings of Saturn and my father's wedding band, the underbelly of the clouds pinked by the rising sun, Einstein's brain bathing in a jar of formaldehyde, every grain of sand that made the glass that made the jar and each idea Einstein ever had, the shepherdess singing in the Rila mountains of my native Bulgaria, and each one of her sheep, every hair on Chance's velveteen dog ears and Marianne Moore's red braid and the whiskers of Montagne's cat, every translucent fingernail on my friend Amanda's newborn son, every stone with which Virginia Woolf filled her coat pockets before wading into the River Ouse to drown, every copper atom composing the disc that carried Arias aboard the first human-made object to enter interstellar space, and every oak splinter of the floorboards onto which Beethoven collapsed in the fit of fury that cost him his hearing, the wetness of every tear that has ever been wept over a grave, and the yellow of the beak of every raven that has ever watched the weepers, every cell in Galileo's fleshy finger, and every molecule of gas and dust that made the moons of Jupiter to which it pointed, the dipper of freckles constellating the olive firmament of a certain forearm I love, and every axonal flutter of the tenderness with which I love her, all the facts and figments by which we are perpetually figuring and reconfiguring reality, it all banged into being 13.8 billion years ago, from a single source, no louder than the opening note of Beethoven's Fifth Symphony, no larger than the dot levitating over the small I, the I lowered from the pedestal of ego. How can we know this and still succumb to the illusion of separateness, of otherness? This veneer must have been what the confluence of accidents and atoms known as Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. saw through when he spoke of our inescapable network of mutuality, what Walt Whitman punctured when he wrote that every atom belonging to me, as good belongs to you. One autumn morning, as I read a dead poet's letters in my friend Wendy's backyard in San Francisco, I glimpse a fragment of that atomic mutuality. Mid-sentence, my peripheral vision, that glory of instinct honed by millennia of evolution, pulls me toward a miraculous sight, a small, shimmering, red leaf twirling in midair. It seems for a moment to be dancing its final descent. But no, it remains suspended there, 6 feet above ground, orbiting an invisible center by an invisible force. For an instant, I can see how such imperceptible causalities could drive the human mind to superstition, could impel medieval villagers to seek explanation in magic and witchcraft. But then I step closer and notice a fine spider's web glistening in the air above the leaf, conspiring with gravity in this spinning miracle. Neither the spider has planned for the leaf, nor the leaf for the spider, and yet there they are, an accidental pendulum propelled by the same forces that cradle the moons of Jupiter in orbit, animated into this ephemeral early morning splendor by eternal cosmic laws impervious to beauty and indifferent.